With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is upping the pressure on China.
President Donald Trump says he may delay his anticipated trip to China as he pressures Beijing to help reopen the Strait of Hormuz to ease soaring oil prices. Trump told the Financial Times on Sunday that China benefits from the strait and should help keep it open. Aboard Air Force One, Trump told reporters,
"Why are we maintaining the Harbor Strait when it's really there for China and many other countries? Why aren't they doing it?"
Iran has nearly shut down the waterway. Trump says the U.S. has talked with about seven nations seeking assistance to help keep it open. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Tax scams are on the rise as April 15th approaches. Here's what to know.
Robocalls, texts, and phishing emails from scammers are up this tax season, according to the FTC. Consumer advocates and government officials are urging the public to stay wary, stop, and think before engaging with phone or text messages. Remember, the IRS will not contact you directly by text or phone. Officials say AI has likely contributed to an increase in fraud attempts. Scammers often use alarming language and QR codes to send people to fake websites where they ask you to verify accounts or enter personal information. Links may install malware or malicious software. I'm Julie Walker.
Fears of a global energy crisis persist as the war in the Middle East rages on. More U.S.-Israeli strikes hit the Iranian capital Monday, and Israel again bombarded Lebanon. An Iranian drone strike temporarily shut Dubai's airport. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 387 points. The Nasdaq rose 268. The S&P advanced 67. This is SRN News. A lot of kids are using AI chatbots.
About two-thirds of all American kids ages 13 to 17, according to the latest from the Pew Research Center. Critics say that's a problem. While teens say they mostly use the chatbots to help them with schoolwork, research indicates that a lot of them are also turning to them for advice about serious life issues, the kind of thing they ought to be taking up with their parents or their pastor. Some bots have also been enabled to provide, quote, erotic content to their users. Michael Harrington reporting.
Anti-Semitism is surging around the world this month. A fire erupted at an entrance to a synagogue in the Dutch port city of Rotterdam early Friday morning. A week ago, a bomb was set off outside a synagogue in Belgium, and in the U.S. last week, a man drove his truck into a Jewish house of worship outside Detroit. The man who was born in Lebanon was armed with a rifle and killed by security. This is SRN News. Experts are offering some tips for consumers trying to save money on gas. Bob Agnew reports.
For starters, the experts say you can change the way you drive. That might mean driving slower or using cruise control more often. They say to limit the time you let your car idle. That means not switching off your automatic start-stop ignition if you have one. Also, avoid using roof racks or bike racks when you don't need them. And eliminate unnecessary weight you might be hauling around in your trunk or truck bed. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Kennedy Center's board of directors has voted to shut down operations for 2 years following this summer's July 4th celebrations. The widely expected decision comes in the wake of numerous resignations and cancellations during President Trump's second term, although Trump himself has cited the need for repairs as a reason for the closure. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.